Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, last week we talked about the stimulus check that we received and how...
And spent. Will...
Yeah, and spent. I actually have some left over.
Hey, amen, so do I. We certainly did spend some of it, didn't we?
We sure did. But we talked about how important it is to help us set up better habits with our money. And today we're going to talk about the child tax credit, which is amazing.
Right. We're in our series about home ownership, the home buying timeline, and that type of thing. We want to keep people up to date on things that will impact their economic situation. And this child tax care credit is a game changer for a lot of people. Now, depending upon the age of the child, it'll be between $3,000 and $3,600 per year. Wow. Now, that depends on your filing status. There's a single parent penalty with this tax credit. You're going to have to do a deep dive. It really depends on what status you file your taxes. Are you married? Are you head of household? Are you single? There are penalties or income limitations for each of those situations. Hmm. The other thing you need to know is in order to get your child tax credit, you've got to file your taxes for 2020, which means you have until May 15th of 2021 to file that. If you don't file, you're not going to get a tax credit. So whatever your past situation, circumstance, political stance, whatever, and you didn't file taxes before, you might want to consider it this year if you have children, if you want to take advantage of this benefit. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing we want to remind people, Randy, is don't spend it before you get it.
Right.
And, you know, at this point in time, we don't know when it's coming or how is it going to come. Is it going to be something that comes monthly or is it going to be a tax credit at the end of the year? We don't know. So don't spend it before you get it. We don't know the amount and the frequency until you actually get the money in your account. So don't get ahead of yourself. Wait until you actually get the money before you start spending it. The other thing to remember is this is a temporary benefit. This is only legislated so far for the rest of this year. But even though it's a temporary benefit, it puts real money in the hands of parents.
Yes. An
extra $250 to $300 a month per child will get you out of that struggling situation where you're just struggling every month, can't make it. Now, the other thing is I want to encourage people to use a portion of the money aspirationally. Start investing in an education fund for your children or save the money to put a down payment on a house in a better school district for your children.
Love it.
See, that beats having to pay private school fees and all of that. So use the money aspirationally as much as you can. That's what we want to encourage people to do. Go educate yourself further on this. Make sure you talk to your own tax professional on it. But this child tax credit is a game changer for a lot of people.
It absolutely is. So we can get all that information as well on your website, moneysmartlife.org.
Absolutely.
And you can also go to any of my social media for it as well at randymiles2go and takecontroltuesday.com. Manta, thank you so much for that information.
Thank you.